This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the honeymoon might be over before it even started. So Merck's Molnupiravir, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. That's how I pronounce it. Okay, remember my dialect. Okay, I got a little bit of Southern, a lot of Western dialect. That's my dialect, okay? A little Midwest too in there. The Molnupiravir from Merck is the oral medication that I have had amazingly high hopes about. I am so excited about, because we need for COVID a Tamiflu. We can't use Tamiflu for COVID. We use Tamiflu for flu. But we need an oral medication that you could take on day one, right at exposure, early onset, to hopefully prevent you from going to the hospital. And the safety data looked pretty damn good. In terms of no deaths, there were no deaths in the cases. In fact, I think they even stopped enrollment because it was working so well. So it's as Molnupiravir and Merck, who created it, is sending the data to the FDA, some issues have arisen. One is the way Molnupiravir works. They're concerned about some safety issues, and we'll talk about that in a second. And then the other is the sticker shock. Apparently, Molnupiravir costs about $17 to make. They're charging the government $700. Now, mind you, still a lot cheaper than these monoclonal antibodies, but that's one hell of sticker shock. That's, you know, company deserves profit. You don't have to sell something at cost. All the research, all the salaries it took and the staff to make this in the last year or two, you have to market it, you have to package it, you have to distribute it. You get some profit. But 20 times? How much is that? $700 as opposed to 17? That's a problem. So it's already getting a little bit of, okay, wait a second here. You know, things that make you go, hmm. Now, the other thing that some researchers are having a problem with is it going to be safe long term? So remember I told you how Molnupiravir works. How it works is a virus needs to give its genetic material to our cell with instructions on how to make more virus. So the virus comes in, it has the neuraminidase, the neuraminidase little enzyme to get into the cell. The virus gets into the cell, it tells the DNA or the cytoplasm, here's our genetic material, make more. More virus makes more. Then either the cell lyses or it escapes through the neuraminidase to get out of the cell. And then the cell dies. The viruses go to new places, etc. How Molnupiravir works is it's a medication that gives dummy blocks into the RNA such that when the new viruses are made, they're kind of like, huh, what do? So it's not an exact genetic replica of the virus. It's a very inept, impotent virus. And so it won't work and it won't spread. And so that's why we aren't really seeing a death rate, because of the way it works, it doesn't necessarily affect your organs. It just affects the way the virus is. So I wasn't surprised there was no death rate. But some researchers are concerned that there's some possible mutagenesis that could happen. When you have DNA and RNA changes and manipulation, what could that mean? Now, some of you are probably asking, well, wait a second, how does Tamiflu work? How did Tamiflu get through? Tamiflu works by a different mechanism. It works on that neuraminidase. So Tamiflu prevents a cell's ability of, once it has replicated and has plenty of new virus to leave the cell. It blocks the way for it to get in and out of a cell. So there's no manipulation of genetic material. So this is being reported by, let me see here. Okay, so as Tamiflu inhibits the virus, like I said, molnupiravir affects, and I have one site here from Fox News, it kind of stems from the building blocks of the genetic material. And Dr. Raymond Shinazi, professor of pediatrics and director of the Division of Biochem Pharmacology at Emory University School of Medicine, warned that the compound that molnupiravir turns into after it's ingested, which is called NHC. He advised caution with widespread use until more data is available due to its potential. They said, due to its potential, oh my gosh, these computers stink. Sorry, I want to read his quote. Harm to young people of reproductive age and those who are pregnant. The Merck trial didn't test this on pregnant women. So they say the totality of the data from these studies indicates that molnupiravir is not mutagenic or genotoxic in vivo mammalian systems. So Merck told Fox News should be good. But doctors are like, can we wait? Can we look at it? So it's an experimental drug. It showed that it by half prevented hospitalization and severe death. But people are a little concerned with the way it, you know. So I, you know, I'm torn because we really need a pill form of this. But I also don't want anything rushed. I don't want anything half-assed. I don't want anything that could affect somebody's genetic material. You know, we trust these companies that it'll only affect the virus. Just like with the vaccines. Just like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's DNA that is brought in by an adenovirus vector that's supposed to talk to our DNA. I get how that scares people. But if what we're being told from Janssen and what we're being told from, you know, AstraZeneca, even though we're not using the AstraZeneca vaccine, is all it does is urge spike protein building, that's all we could go by. Whether we think that, you know, can it cause something else? Can it mutate to something else? Can it cause a DNA to create something? Or can there be some sort of long-term consequence that we're not ready for? I'm hoping not, but you always have to be, you know, ready for that possibility. So molnupiravir is very different from Tamiflu. It works very succinctly, very carefully, and it has some amazing data. But I agree. I really hope they study it. And sadly, it's not going to be around long enough for us to have that long-term data before they approve it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We really do appreciate it. We really appreciate Daniel and Jason and all the guys there. And we appreciate you all. We appreciate GCN for making this show work. And we really thank you. So, okay, so I guess President Biden got caught, you know, looking like he had a fake TV set, not a fake television set per se, but a video, a set like where you do filming, a filming set. And I mean, I noticed it right away. I think that's where presidents are going right now. You know, I mean, it's not like, you know, you're going to get to see them in the Oval Office and see them hard at work. It's choreographed now. And Biden's presidency has a lot more choreography than Trump. We went from Trump, who just winged it, you know, and pulled stuff out of whatever, said whatever, you know, pulled it out of his rectal peritoneum, smacked him on the table, and then the press secretary would have to kind of deal with the aftermath. Biden, on the flip side, we have a president where every single thing is coaxed and choreographed and don't say anything, no more questions. So, obviously, people are finding that the way we're doing politics and the way we're sharing the news is a little odd. I'm here to tell you that it's kind of the norm. We're seeing many corporations, we're seeing many universities, schools have videography sets or filming sets where much of what they do will be in that arena. Once we went all virtual and once we, you know, started to do everything on Zoom and all that, you know, you can't just be in your living room. You can't, you know, and your office is a mess. Most of our offices are a mess. You know, I mean, I got like, you know, Kleenex and napkins and things like that. So why not, if everything's very TV and visual, look the best? The reason why Biden is getting a little bit of heat for this is it appears he's actually holding major meetings. He's holding, you know, summits, certain meetings with, you know, other world leaders, etc. And it appears to be on these sets where you have the lighting, you have the fake desks, you have the, and the problem with that being in the media is you know, you could have a nice set and you could be a journalist and you could have a, you know, you could have a beautiful, like CNN and Fox News, they have some beautiful sets. My local news stations here, they have some gorgeous sets. So when you report the news, you can do that. But if you're trying to display you're working, then, like, if you want to see me in a lab, let's say, who would want to, but anyway, I'm not going to have a fake lab. I'm going to bring the camera into a lab. I'm going to bring a camera into a medical office. I'm not going to do a fake. I'm not going to set, I understand people need backdrops and all that, but, you know, what are people wanting to know? If they want to see me working on, I don't know, my show, then it's going to be me in my studio. It's not going to be me in a grassy area on a picnic. You know what I mean? It's not going to be fake. So I get that, you know, if you're going to be meeting with world leaders, you know, you want to have good lighting, you want to, but you know, why are you building television filming sets? It starts to kind of give off this sort of feel that everything is choreographed and fake. You know, you don't want fake. Didn't Obama have a beer summit, but it was like on his lawn? He had a beer summit and it was, I mean, it was very, it was just down to earth. That's kind of what people want to see. You know, they, like, if, you know, we're going to see Biden play with his dog. All right? Let him roll around the grass playing with the dog. But if it's going to be, we're going to show that there's going to be this, you know, they're in the fancy room and you have the couch and you have the, it just looks set up. It looks fake. And Biden's numbers haven't been doing that well. According to a new poll, it was released yesterday, Quinnipiac University poll, showed 38% of Americans approve of the job Biden is doing, down from 42% in the same poll 3 weeks ago, 50% approval in mid-February. And according to the polling analyst, Tim Malloy, he said battered on trust, doubted on leadership, challenged on overall competency. Now, I had said this early on. We have, our president has to look like he's very strong. Our president has to look like he's not being puppeted. He's not being controlled. And so the big mistakes, I wish I could talk to their PR people because they make mistakes all the time. And one such mistake is no more questions. No more questions. And he'll even say, I'm not allowed to take any questions. You're like, who, your mommy? Who the hell is, or take questions. Stand up there like Trump did going, what else you got for me? Now, even though there were some PR issues there as well, people want to see realism. And so they don't want to see these answers that looks like they were you know, rehearsed. A big thing that I would have advised the Biden administration not to do are the preset reporters you're calling on. He had pictures, Biden had pictures of the reporters and who he was going to call on in order. Okay, that's not how a press conference works. A press conference is, you know, okay, like you, yeah, lay it on me, you. You know, looking like you are just batting it out of the ballpark. If a president is appearing, like finding somebody, calling on them specifically, and it's eyes wide in, and I feel bad for him. I really do. And then you know he got the question beforehand. And you're like, so we're going to be seeing a script. We're not watching Biden because he's 007. We're not watching a movie. We want to know, look, what do you think about this? You know, what do you think? You know, let's hear from the heart. And then when he does look like he speaks from the heart, it again looks scripted. If you can't have a filming set, you can't have, you know, a teleprompter and then make us believe that, you know, you're really sorry about what happened in Afghanistan or you're really concerned about the COVID deaths or whatever. And I worry because I think Biden would have done a better job if his people weren't advising him wrong. And I mean, he's been in politics for years, whether you agree with his politics or not. You just kind of wonder going, you know, you've been around for 37 years. Who the hell is telling you to do all these things? I mean, John Kerry saying, you know, Biden had no idea about the deal that was going on with the submarines in France and Australia. But, you know, if you're president, you're on top of it. Is that true? Was that what the PR person, you know, said, the advisor said, you know, just say he didn't know? Is this where we are, where we're trying to hedge our bets and cover our butts, where it's better to say the president had no flipping clue than to own up to it? You know, what would Trump have done? Well, Trump would have said, look, I made the decision. You got a problem with it? Now, people wouldn't have liked that. They would have thought it was dictatorial or whatever. But at least he wasn't lying. I made a decision. That was my decision. So people right now want truth. And the more we see choreography, the more we see artificial sets and, you know, artificial scripts, he's going to keep losing his credibility. And whether you're Democrat or Republican, you want other countries to fear and respect America. He's losing respect. Once you have a president that nobody respects, we're in trouble. I mean, Trump had some great ideas, but people didn't respect him, and not a lot of those ideas got done. Same thing with Biden. I think Biden, with his 38, 39 years experience, I think he probably has some good ideas, but you don't hear any of it because all it is, you know, well, we're going to, you know, listen to, you know, this faction and this, you know, and these extremists and this. And it's like, wasn't he a moderate? Doesn't he have some, you know, input? So we're not getting his input. I don't care if the White House kitchen is messy. I don't care if his Oval Office is messy. You know, I get that FDR, they hid the wheelchair. You don't have to do that now, but back then, people didn't want him to think that because of his polio, he wasn't, although now they wonder if there might have been something else. Remember we talked about possible other sort of issue he had with his spinal cord. But, you know, I mean, at least he still spoke, you know, on the grounds. He still had, you know, that realism. So people want realism. And I do worry because we have China that I think cannot wait, is using this opportunity to advance. And we see what's going on in Afghanistan. We see what's going on in Russia. Apparently a report said most of these hacks have been happening by Russia. Okay, we need to show strength. We don't need to show a television set. 1-877-DOC-LA.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's reached a deal with Republicans to defer a shutdown over the debt ceiling until December in the face of mounting concerns over a possible government default. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking on the Senate floor.
The pathway our Democratic colleagues have accepted will spare the American people any near-term crisis while definitively resolving the majority's excuse that they lacked time to address the debt limit through the 304 reconciliation process.
There are new developments in the ongoing search for Brian Laundrie in Florida. Laundrie's father, Chris, has left his house in Northport and, according to the family attorney, is on his way to the Carlton Reserve to assist authorities in the search for his son. Brian Laundrie remains a person of interest in his fiancée, Gabby Petito's, disappearance and death. USA Radio News. Inflation is continuing to hurt families across the country.
Inflation is burdening wallets in America. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, is reporting households earning about $70,000 a year, the current inflation rate has forced them to spend another $175 a month on food, fuel, and housing. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pfizer is asking federal officials for permission to administer its coronavirus vaccine to kids ages 5 through 11. The company is saying they have submitted their request for emergency use authorization to the FDA. A meeting will be held later this month to discuss giving it approval. The vaccine that requires two doses is currently available to individuals 12 and older. It has been given full approval for those 16 and older. If approved, the shot could become available for kids within weeks. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they did end up finding the student a few hours after the Texas school shooting, an 18-year-old student who had opened fire at the Dallas area high school yesterday. He injured four people, then fled away in his charger before being taken into custody. Timothy George Simpkins was taken into custody without incident. He was booked in the Arlington jail on three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and was being held on $75,000 bail. One person is in critical condition, another is in good condition, a third was treated for minor abrasions and was scheduled to be released from the hospital later yesterday. A fourth person was hurt but did not require treatment. And the shooting occurred at Timberview High School, which is in Arlington but belongs to the school district in neighboring Mansfield. Apparently, it stemmed from a fight that broke out in a classroom. This is according to Arlington Assistant Police Chief Kevin Colby. He said in a news conference, He said this was not a random act of violence. This is not somebody attacking our school. A spokeswoman for the Simpkins family said he had been bullied and robbed twice at school. They said the decision he made taking the gun were not justifying that. That's not right, but he was trying to protect himself. That's according to family spokeswoman Carol Harrison Lafayette, who spoke to reporters outside their home. The Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is investigating how the suspect got a gun. Local police from other nearby jurisdictions, including the cities of Mansfield and Grand Prairie, as well. Student Kamala Milligan said she first got word of the shooting when she heard commotion. Someone outside of my classroom said he just shot him. And she said she heard people running, people were scared, they were crying, they were shaking. That's just got to be so scary. So parents gathered at the Mansfield Independent School District Center for the Performing Arts about 5 miles from the high school to be reunited from their kids who were bussed over. Among them was Justin Rockhold, whose ninth grade son had texted to let them know he was okay. Rockhold said he served in the military, and he drew on that experience to instruct his son, telling him to keep his head down and be still to stay safe. When asked whether he had thought shooting could happen at the school, he said his military training is also reminders of life's dangerous realities. He said, obviously in America and the world we live today, it's always something. It's in the back of your mind. He said, I'm just blessed today that my kid is safe. So, yeah, it's really, really scary. I mean, I've had to have those conversations with my kids. You know, I mean, my father was military and my grandfather was a police officer. And so they, not if something happens to you, but when. You know, and these are some things you need to do to protect yourself, and you need to, you know, take cover. Many people think a gun is going to sound like what it is in the movies. It isn't. You know, I urge you guys to, you know, go to gun ranges and practice and all that, but you need to learn what gunfire sounds like. And many people will say, I heard firecrackers. Yeah, a pop, pop, pop. That's gunfire. You know, it's not the pew, 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 you know, and the things, you know, you think you see on video games and movies. You're not being shot at with a starship, you know, or by a stormtrooper. So, you know, pops, things like that, these are signs that should make you immediately find an exit, you know, and get the hell out of there or take cover. Timberview serves about 1,900 students in the 9th through 12th grades. It's a complex that was opened in 2004, and Arlington has a population of about 400,000. Arlington also has the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. It also has Six Flags. I still have not been to the stadium. I need to be, well, because when I go to Dallas, I go for radio conferences, and the boys will go to the stadium. I still haven't gone, and I want to. And I want to see a game. I definitely want to see a game. This shooting happened just days after a shooting at a Houston charter school. Excuse me, that injured an administrator. Texas's deadliest school shooting occurred in May 2018 when a 17-year-old armed with a shotgun and a pistol opened fire at Santa Fe High School near Houston, killing 10 people, most of whom were students. So, we'll keep you guys posted. Brian Laundrie is still out there, but they're getting closer. So Brian Laundrie has disappeared since he had come back, or not come back, with his fiancée, Gabby Petito, who was later found dead in Wyoming a week or two later. And the investigation now into the disappearance of Brian Laundrie has uncovered new details about his earlier movements, as well as traces of human activity at the nature reserve. Police found the remnants of a campsite that appeared to be used recently in Florida's Carlton Reserve. Now, Carlton Reserve is a 24,500-acre wilderness near Laundrie's family home. It's been closed to visitors, and this has been reported to CNN's Chris Cuomo. Laundrie's father, Chris Laundrie, went to the reserve on Thursday morning to help law enforcement search. Family attorney Stephen Bertolino said Chris was asked to point out favorite trails or spots that Brian may have used in the preserve. Although Chris and Roberta Laundrie provided this information verbally 3 weeks ago, it is now thought that on-site assistance may be better. They say additionally the Northport Police Department confirmed that a notice was placed on an abandoned vehicle belonging to their family near a nature reserve on September 14th. Laundrie's family told police on September 17th that they had not seen him in days, saying he told the family he was heading to the reserve. The ongoing search comes as investigators are still trying to piece together what the hell happened between the two. Petito, 22 years old, Lowndes, 23, did a road trip in a white Ford Transit van through over the American West this summer. Lowndes returned with the van, but not Petito. Petito was later found dead. So police are searching for, and again, I mean, I don't understand why he wouldn't come forward, you know, even if they had a fight. You know, people say, well, he killed her, and maybe he didn't. Maybe they broke up. She said, I'm not going back with you. I'm hitchhiking back. And he's like, get in the car, whatever. And then she, but it looks so guilty with him going into hiding and him doing this. I mean, obviously now he's number one suspect. It took them a long time to even make him a suspect. He was just a person of interest. But with all this, this is as suspicious as hell. And, you know, I mean, if I had been him, I would have, like, been day one going, look, you know, we had a fight, but I haven't heard from her. You know, you would think, you know, even if it's your ex, you would, you know, be all over that in terms of, look, I just want to know. Also, to exonerate yourself if you're innocent. You know, look, let me help because, you know, I was one of the last people to see her. But no, that wasn't the case. So, you know, you start to wonder. So, you know, this has gotten huge attention and, you know, which has also been kind of criticized in that, you know, there's so many missing people of, you know, a whole, you know, multitude of diversity that, you know, this case got more attention. But the reason why this case got more attention is once the media covers it, then they feel the need, they have to follow up on it and they follow up on it. And so once you start, you can't stop. And people want to know closure to this. And there is no closure when the boyfriend or fiance she was with is gone. He technically has not been charged in her death, but is the subject of a federal arrest warrant for unauthorized use of another person's debit card in the days after Petito last spoke with her family. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. It's just, it's, you know, sadly not, you know, not an ideal situation. Also in criminal news, a VA hospital nurse is charged with stealing and selling COVID vaccination cards. The nurse said, I charge $150 for these. Didn't one person charge $10? They're probably looking at this going, dang, man, they could charge more. Don't do it, guys. You'll go to jail. But Beth Ann Kierzak apparently had worked at Michigan Veterans Affairs Hospital, had access to immunization cards where she was responsible for administering the doses. Apparently, somebody had asked for 10 vaccine cards. She explained the request could take time because the pharmacist seems to be a little protective of the cards. The requester said, okay, but if I can't today, I will have more chances through next week. I will get them. The requester texted back saying, rockstar. So federal authorities have since charged Kierzak with stealing authentic coronavirus vaccination cards from the VA hospital, along with vaccine lot numbers, to make the cards look legitimate. Later, we sold those cards for $150 to $200. For over 4 months, the complaint says Kierzak sold cars across Metro Detroit, primarily communicating with buyers via Facebook Messenger. I tell you, there's tons of those cards. I don't understand why they don't just let us show, you know, that we're immune. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Multiple myeloma is a rare type of blood cancer that develops in bone marrow and affects plasma cells. Nearly 35,000 Americans are expected to be diagnosed with the disease this year. African Americans account for 20% of multiple myeloma cases, despite comprising just 13.4% of the U.S. population. With early diagnosis and various classes of treatments available today, multiple myeloma patients are living longer than ever before. Marva Adams has been living with multiple myeloma for several years.
As an advocate for the multiple myeloma community, I'm always seeking the latest news to help myself and others make informed decisions, especially for African Americans, who are more than twice as likely to be diagnosed with the disease than white Americans. I encourage others living with multiple myeloma to speak to their doctor. Together, you can plan the treatment journey that's right for you.
It's important to talk to your doctor about screening, symptoms, and treatment. To learn more, visit myelomacentral.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So maybe I get faulted for being middle of the road too much. It's not very sexy. You know, people really want, you know, to hear the extremes, but I don't like extremes. I think bad things happen from extremes. And we are seeing very extreme behavior. I'm seeing people pro-mandate just turn into fascists. I see people who are anti-vax, you know, turn into murderers. What are we doing here? This is just COVID. We haven't even hit the big stuff yet, like Ebola. And we've turned into animals act better than this. So the latest, I mean, the latest, I guess, fatality as a result of our vaccine movement is a Maryland man kills his brother and his sister-in-law because he said they were killing people with the COVID shot. Obviously, he had mental illness for doing this. Jeffrey Allen Burnham, 46 years old, shot dead his 58-year-old brother, Brian Robinette, and sister-in-law, Kelly Sue Robinette, last week in their Ellicott City home. Reason being is he did not want them to, quote-unquote, kill anybody else with the COVID shot. Now, Jeffrey's 46 years old. They, both Brian and Kelly Sue, were found fatally shot in their home in Ellicott City near Baltimore. Rebecca Reynolds, 83 years old, had been found dead the night before her car was stolen. She lives in Cumberland. He lives in Cumberland, and he was arrested. So he's facing multiple counts of murder, is being held without bail. And even though it doesn't really spell out a suspected motive, they say Burnham's mother had called police and said her son was saying the FBI was after them. So he obviously had paranoia and all sorts of issues. And then apparently he said that he wanted, that his brother was killing people with the COVID shot. Now, I bring this up, and I know some of you are like, okay, this is just some, you know, complete crazy guy that, you know, our pharmacists are in danger. I mean, we have, our doctors are in danger. Our nurses are in danger. You know how many people have gotten mad at me because I got the COVID vaccine? I'm not pro-mandate, but because I got the COVID vaccine, that's enough. That's enough for people to be mad at me. And, you know, it shouldn't be like this, but why is it like this? Well, when you stress people out, that's where you could bring out mental illness. But we're also stressing people to the point of breaking them. And how do you break somebody? Oh, you take away their job. Taking away somebody's job for something that they don't want to do, that's a surefire way of getting somebody angry. Somebody losing, you know, in an election. That can sometimes put people over. Somebody feeling rejected. Somebody feeling they're not heard. Now, society has a big problem with the way we, one, treat mental illness, but two, the way we're approaching this whole vaccine discussion. We're giving nobody chances to be heard. I mean, look at what's going on with the school districts, which we're going to be talking about, how parents ticked off about what's happening with their children are being accused of domestic terrorism. I mean, it's getting worse. Now, mind you, I don't want to see parents threaten, you know, these school board employees. I don't want to see pharmacists shot. I don't want to see any of that happen. But I also don't want to see people lose their job. I also don't want to see somebody say, look, guys, you know, please don't make me do something I don't want to do. And sorry, you're fired. I mean, I have never seen such fear of the government or fear of American people before in my years being in this great country. People are scared. And these mandates, like the mask mandates, security guards were killed over the mask mandate. Security guard probably didn't even want to force somebody to wear a mask. But because it came down from some public official, then the boss made them do it, they had to be like, look, man, you got to wear a mask. And when people are like, this stupid thing, I got to put that, you know, I'm like, sorry, man, you got to do it. Some nut job decides to kill, stab, shoot various employees in various places who had to enforce a mandate that they might not have even believed in. You know, I really worry about what's going to happen in terms of workplace violence. Many workplace violence acts happen after somebody's fired. And we just had Biden a few weeks ago. He's not going to fire people, but tell the private sector that it's on them to do these mandates. Meanwhile, people are going to get fired, and they're not going to be able to lash out at who made these, you know, these draconian measures. So they're going to lash out at who they could reach. And what stinks is I know the average manager, the average hospital administrator, the average doctor doesn't want to fire somebody. The situation is so bad, and nobody's listening, nobody cares. They're just like, okay, these people are nut jobs. Well, I'm telling you right now, we have nut jobs out there. We have nut jobs that are going to want to kill the person who fired them. And if you are in a position where you are being told that you need to let somebody go and you don't want to let them go, you have no way to stand up for yourself. And then you're possibly going to be at risk. I mean, why are we in this situation? Well, because COVID kills. I get COVID kills. It does. But we've seen COVID kill even in places that had lockdowns. We see COVID kill even in people that are vaccinated. We see it spread. Doesn't kill as many people who are vaccinated. But I mean, my God, we just heard that the Pfizer vaccine, the immunity drops to about 20%. We hear that Denmark and Sweden are halting the use of Moderna vaccine in people under 30. Get the vaccine if you want to. But why the mandates? Is it worth it? Is it worth an innocent manager or an innocent pharmacist getting gunned down? And where's the protection? Where's the protection for the security guard who said, look, I need you to wear a mask? What about, was it a Waffle House? I think it was a Waffle House cook. It was like, look, man, you got to wear a mask. And then he got attacked and he got shot. You know, the government makes us turn around and do these. I mean, I'm not going to make the comparison that we're all thinking, but you have a government who is deputizing and scaring everybody beneath them to turn around and enforce things, whether they want to or not. And then those are the people that are going to now be the victims. Look, I don't want to get COVID. That's why I got the vaccine. But I don't want to fire you, especially if you've lived through the COVID vaccine and you took care of thousands of patients in our city. And you obviously have some immunity because you lived throughout the pandemic and came to work every day. How many people do you think, I mean, how many people are going to be at the breaking point? 1 in 3 people have some sort of mental illness. And nobody's acting like they're aware of that. Where's all the money? We have this infrastructure spending. Where's that money going for mental health services? What? So I'm very frustrated. I think this is horrible that happened. I really fear for the lives of pharmacists, medical providers, supervisors, human resources, coworkers. It shouldn't be like this. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
There's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.